Bruce.
I thought maybe you were talking about
the Pittsburgh guy is just perked
no.
up.
No. Clint, he was. It's awesome. All right, let's...
You like these kind of playoff atmosphere games right now for you guys?
I like winning. So that was the big point to take out of this. But I don't know, it was a weird game. We've had weird games against them. Just, it's, feisty, is that the word? It's everyone against them. And, you know, it's going to be more than like that going down the stretch here as everybody's, you know, in the fight to get in. And it's a tie game going into the third and been a little bit freewheeling. We only give up 5 or 6 shots we did in the third. I did like that part. Just the grade A's we gave up were tough. You know, it's going to look at the score's going to say 5-4. And, you know, I don't think anybody realizes some of the saves Vasilevskiy had to make tonight to keep it there.
How much do you take in the last few games of the third period play? You have that because the other night against St. Louis, you really kind of shut it down after a couple of periods where, you know, a little loose, and I think a couple of games before that as well. How much do you take about where your team's focus is in those situations in close games?
Well, we're growing in a lot of areas, and again, you know, we've tried to pay a little bit more attention to detail in our defensive play, and when you give up 4, you know, you think you take a little step back, but in the big picture of things, it's a 3-3, you know, tie game going into third, and you know, you win that period 2-1, and you're happy about how everything went. So, we're taking steps forward. It's a tough league to win in. You win different ways, and they found a way tonight.
Coach, how nice is it to see guys who aren't necessarily score leaders get on the board tonight?
Well, depth scoring is, any coach will tell you that, and you just never know when you need them. You know, Millsy with a big one there, and you know, you're hoping that wasn't going to have to be the winning goal, but it ends up being it. You know, Goro down round by the net, great shorthanded goal. So, you know, especially when you're, I don't even know if we had a power play tonight or maybe caught the tail end of a real short one, got to find a way to score 5-on-5 and win the special teams battle, which we ended up doing tonight.
And those goals came from guys who hadn't scored in a
while. Yeah, well, it feels like we haven't anybody scored in a while. So it's, you know, players, they love to win games, but they love to win games and get on the score sheet, so guys are feeling good about themselves, and so for that to happen to guys, it's good.
Shoot first mentality from the start tonight, how much did that kind of carry over the rest of the game?
Well, I liked a lot what we did in the first period. I think, you know, we attempted almost 30 shots, and I felt that gave us a bunch of jump. The second period was just a weird period. It had no flow to it, and then we buckled down a little bit in the third, so it was good.
Are you have any concerns about Nikita Kucherov right now? He looks frustrated. He has a night where he ends up as a -4.
Yeah, well, that in the 82 games, you're probably going to have a line like that. It's tough because he went on such a tear. You go a couple games without a point, and everybody says, what's wrong? But in the big picture of things, the point totals and what he's done for our team at this point in the year, if you look at the grand scheme of things, he's been unreal for us. So I don't worry about Cooch.
Good. Thank you.